Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We bring in my friend, Jeff Risden, Browns Wire, Real GM, does great work. As always, check out his stuff on Twitter, at Jeff Risden. Jeff, I got to ask you, how's the snow up there in Michigan?
It's actually not too bad today. We had snow days last week, but everything's sort of stable. There's just no sun in the sky, and that's very depressing this time of year.
Yeah, no, I hear that. We got more of the snow down here. I think that we had enough for both here and where you're at as well. So I think that we got the double order, I guess, mixed up with Mother Nature. But, Jeff, to start things off, you know, I wanted to get into some NFL wildcard talk, and you know, it bled into Browns because of the fact that obviously everybody keeps on talking about, you know, who can you replace Baker Mayfield if you're going to for 2022, because I keep on seeing people with pitchforks on social media and in my mentions, but everybody keeps on bringing up Jimmy Garoppolo. And after the performance last night, I got to get your thoughts on how Garoppolo performed and that 49ers team performed as well.
You know, they did well. I think that they won the game more because Dallas lost it than anything that Jimmy Garoppolo did well. Look, he's a quality starting quarterback. For me, he is in the same tier as Baker Mayfield. Obviously, they go about it in different ways. But in terms of being like a precision passer, you know, that can hit guys in stride, sort of a confidence player, Baker, as we have all seen, plays better when he's got the confidence flowing. Jimmy G is the same way. You know, I'm not sure that he would be that much of an upgrade. And then you have to factor in the fact that this guy gets hurt all the time. He's been on the injured reserve four times in the last 5 years. Two of those years he missed almost entirely. That's a risk that I'm just not willing to take. Obviously, we saw, you know, how Baker gets impacted by injuries and the negativity that surrounded that. That's really the first time that Baker has ever suffered a significant injury like that, and he played through it to his own detriment. So I'm not sure that that's, especially when you take in the fact what Garoppolo's been getting paid, I'm not sure that you make that trade. You know, it's a trade off, I should say. You're not making that trade if you're Cleveland. But that's, you know, one of the things that I took away from this weekend is that there's a lot of average quarterbacks that can win with good teams around them, Jimmy Garoppolo being one of them.
Yeah, and I even joked with the guys here, you know, off the air about the fact that I almost feel like from a play standpoint, Jimmy Garoppolo is basically like the Hollywood adaptation of Baker Mayfield, just because it's a more glamorized person, and then you just have the same amount of play.
Yeah, and he's also exceptionally good looking, and that always goes in his favor too.
Exactly. Right?
He gets hyped up a lot. He came from the Patriot way. I'll go back to several years ago when I first saw him at the Shrine game, and this was a guy coming out of Eastern Illinois. Not many of us knew much about him. And his first day down in St. Pete, he was pretty rough, but he picked it up very quickly. And that was one of the things that he's done everywhere he's gone, is that he does pick things up quickly and adapts into his game what the guys around him do really well. Look, San Francisco is a very smart football team. They didn't always make the best play calls in their win over Dallas. But in general, you can see that that's a well-constructed, well-crafted team, and Jimmy Garoppolo is a very good fit for what they do. You take him out of that, it might take him a little bit of an adjustment time, but the one thing that he doesn't do that Baker does do is he doesn't win with his legs. He's a guy that's going to, you know, get outside the pocket, and he's going to throw it. He's going to throw it to a guy like George Kittle or a guy like Debo Samuel and use that creativity and then the run after the catch really well. Those are things that can work in Cleveland, too. They just haven't, for whatever reason, found the personnel to go with that yet.
Now, Jeff, on the other side from that game as well, the Dallas Cowboys, just like you said, it really looked like they lost it last night. If you're Jerry Jones and the rest of that team, you know, where do you go from here? Because it really just seems like they're hitting that wall over and over again.
You know, there was a combination of things that went with that. Their decisions down the stretch, both on Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott, neither one of those guys had a good game. They especially didn't have good fourth quarters. I don't know what you do with that. Dak is getting paid an astronomical amount of money. They cannot afford to get rid of him. And most weeks, he's really good. I happen to think he just had an off night. That does happen. He is probably... So we talked about the quarterback tier with Baker Mayfield and Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think Dak is at the bottom of the next tier above them. But yesterday he wasn't, and you know, look, they had some injuries. Their offensive line has gone to hell in a handbasket. We've seen in Cleveland how much a quarterback that isn't a dynamic presence like Baker suffers when the offensive line isn't as good. That happened with Dak last night. My goodness, Tyron Smith held on every freaking play last night, and they didn't call it that often. That's a team that self-destructed. That is, and I'll harken back to the team. I live on the eastern shores of Lake Michigan. Go across the water to Green Bay. They still laugh that Dallas actually hired Mike McCarthy, and the people in Green Bay are laughing really hard at it right now after they saw how bad he bungled that game last night. My goodness. I don't know if you can keep him, especially when you've got two coordinators there that are often mentioned and credibly mentioned as potential head coaching candidates, in Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore. Not sure I would hire either of those guys either, but man, how can you have confidence in Mike McCarthy after what happened there, given his history with what happened in Green Bay when he couldn't win with Aaron Rodgers? He's a tough sell right now.
Well, and especially, you know, given the vast amount of research that he spent with Pro Football Focus and the analytics side of things. And, you know, he talked about that's what his analytics guys talked about after the game. But anyway, I digress. But sticking with the NFC, you know, you had the Buccaneers and the Eagles. We don't need to talk about that. That was just a boat racing, and then the Eagles got 15 points in garbage time at that point. But, you know, you have the other NFC game tonight, Arizona against the Rams. And quarterback that you're familiar with covering the Lions as well, Matthew Stafford, going for the Rams. It's been a tale of two seasons for him. How do you expect this game kind of playing out tonight?
I'll be honest with you. I'm fascinated to see how it plays out because Matthew Stafford – look, I am a Stafford supporter. He is in that tier with Dak Prescott and that one that's above Baker and Jimmy G. He doesn't have any playoff pelts on the wall to prove that he belongs there, though. And he's had some I'll go back to his first playoff game. He was rotten. The Lions lost to the Saints 26-6, and he was bad. He didn't have a very good game in their loss against Dallas in 2014, a game that the officials absolutely gave to Dallas without even shaming it. But he's got to have a good game because he has not played well down the stretch. And this is another guy. He's a guy that thrives when everything is flowing, when he's got that confidence going. When he's out there and you see that his mouth is closed and his eyes are lit up, that guy's going to be – he's going to destroy the Cardinals if you get that guy. But if he gets rattled early, if he throws a pick six, which he is now the active NFL leader in pick sixes after he's had some this season, there's a lot of pressure on him. Because he was brought to Los Angeles specifically to win this very game. And this is not a guy who has a track record of being able to prove that he can do that. So there's a whole lot on him. There's also some on Sean McVay, because McVay was the guy that engineered and said, hey, you get me Stafford, I can win with this guy. You know, I couldn't win with Jared Goff. And while Stafford is certainly an upgrade over Goff, he's got to get the playoff win tonight. So I'm very curious as to how that plays out. Arizona also didn't play well down the stretch. That's a team that Detroit spanked. I'll say this is a card-carrying Lions fan. This was not a good Lions football team, and they absolutely dominated the Cardinals. It's hard for me to get that out of my head. So just based on how Arizona finished, I kind of think that the Rams are going to do it tonight. But this is the one game that I had circled this weekend that I really wanted to watch. That in Cincinnati, I am very happy for Bengals fans. I know they're on the wrong end of I-71 there, but I'm very happy that they broke their playoff drought. It had been since I was a senior in high school. That's way too long for them to go without a playoff win.
Now, Jeff, switching gears over to the AFC, because you and I both were not fans of Josh Allen coming out in the NFL draft.
Correct.
Yeah. I know that you were a little bit, you know, further than me. I was basically having him as, you know, fifth quarterback on my board at that point. But I think you had him listed as a tight end, right?
He was tight end number 7 for me, quarterback number 8. Oops.
Yeah, so now I think this is the perfect time to bring this up, because obviously they blew the doors off of the Patriots on Saturday night. But, you know, I almost look at Josh Allen as the perfect reason why fit and the situation surrounding a quarterback when he's drafted is the bigger conversation that you need to have every single season when you're looking at quarterbacks. And I think that Josh Allen is a tried and true reason why.
Absolutely. This is a guy that, well, first off, he found a coach that believed in him, and that's important. And the organization was willing to put up with him, you know, learning how to be a better Josh Allen. He's still not an accurate quarterback. He still makes just ponderous decisions, but his force of nature and the good things that he does are dramatically outweighing that. That's good coaching. That's on Josh Allen also for realizing that, but he's empowered to do that. And I'm not sure that every other coach would do that. I look at Mike McCarthy. He wouldn't handle that well. So give McDermott a lot of credit, but give Josh Allen a lot of credit too. And also give the Bills credit. They realized what they need to put around him to help him, and they did a very good job of doing that. He's not a guy that needs a great offensive line, because he's very good at scrambling out of it and creating things on his own, both throwing the ball with his cannon of an arm and with his legs. One of the reasons I like him as a tight end, he's built like George Kittle. He can go out there and break tackles. He can mow down a linebacker if he wants to, and he's done that. He's a very unique weapon. It's not always easy to coach or build a team around unique weapons. Give the Bills a heck of a lot of credit for doing that with Josh Allen, and then, you know, believing in him and finding the good parts of his game and augmenting them rather than just trying to eliminate the negatives. It's subtle, but that's a very big difference. And I think Clevelanders probably know that pretty well. I think Pittsburgh fans probably know that pretty well this morning too.
Now, real quick, Jeff, last two games here for you. First one up is going to be the Bengals, who got the win over the Raiders. Do you think that they can make a little bit of a run here with Joe Burrow? Because it just seems like he's cool, calm, and collected every single game out there, no matter what the stage is.
He is, and he's got Ja'Marr Chase. I worry about their pass defense, and I worry about their ability to protect Burrow. Their offensive line is trash. I think they know it, and I think that's going to be a fatal flaw for them as they go forward. But that's a team, they might not win it this year. They're not going away. That's a team that's built to last around a star young quarterback. I know Clevelanders don't want to hear that, but, man, Burrow's got it, man. Whatever it is, in quotation marks, I'll do the air quotes, he's got it.
Well, and then the last game. And you're completely right with that, because as much as, you know, I love watching the Browns too, I mean, Burrow is so much fun, man. He's so much fun to watch. I almost liken him to Ja Morant in the NBA, where, again, you just can't help but watch him and be entertained no matter what he's doing on the court.
Are no Grizzlies fans. There's just Ja fans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why they're trading in jerseys. But last but not least, Jeff, Ben Roethlisberger getting the retirement treatment of the swift kick in the ass out the door by the Kansas City Chiefs, despite the great start offensively with a T.J. Watt fumble recovery for a touchdown. But, Jeff, I got to ask you, because Juju Smith-Schuster said it at the postgame press conference last night that he's going to try to talk Big Ben into one more year. Is there any chance that we get Ben Roethlisberger playing for another season for all Browns fans' happiness?
I will tell you this as a Northeast Ohio native. My parents are in Vermillion right now listening. I pray that the Steelers bring Ben Roethlisberger and offensive coordinator Matt Canada back, because that team will be the worst in the AFC next year if that happens. And that's where I'm at with Ben and the Steelers. He had a nice career. I think it's overhyped a little bit. I think his detriments, both on and off the field, get conveniently overlooked by too many in the national media, and I hope that scrutiny picks up when his Hall of Fame eligibility comes up, and I hope that he doesn't get in for quite some time. He's got the he's got the Super Bowl, so he will get in. Yeah, that was it was a very nice ending to a rather boring weekend of football to see that happen last night. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Jeff Risen joining me on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me. Give my best to the family, and make sure Lane's keeping on working on those jumpers, man. I'm looking forward to watching them.
Thanks, Mac. Thanks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.